was yesterday the next step in Aaron's, I don't want to say comeback, but rehab, doing some on-the-field work with us?
Definitely. I think he's making really good progress. I know the training staff and the equipment staff, or the strength conditioning staff, are very pleased where he is. So he's moving right along.
What are you planning for Ty today?
Ty Montgomery. Ty will be in the rehab group today, and we'll see how he progresses.
We talked a lot about special teams families, both with you and Ron on Monday. Baltimore's got a lot, too. To some extent, are some of those penalties, I don't want to say acceptable, but just kind of a byproduct of the way you want to play?
Well, we talked about, categories of penalties, just the way we view them. I think it's something that you work through. You have combative penalties, and that's really when it comes down to technique, and you're being combative with your opponent. The disciplined penalties, there's no excuse for those. Those are ones we classify as unacceptable. But they're very good on special teams. They're very physical on special teams, just if you just look at the way they get after your gunners. So this is a big challenge for us. But I would say both teams play physical, particularly in that area.
Mike, have you guys been preparing this week as if Danny Woodhead's going to be back and available for them?
Definitely. I mean, you have to. Just got to be aware of it. We're expecting uncommon looks and unscouted looks coming off a bye week. And they've reflected a lot of scheme in their prior games. So we got to be prepared for anything.
What type of challenge do backs like that present on third down in particular?
Matchup. I mean, he's definitely a matchup player. His ability to win the one-on-one, and the ability to get him the ball, move him around, play. I've talked about the five different positions of perimeter players, and he definitely fits the bill.
Have you noticed a rapport building between Devontae and Brett, or is this just kind of the way that it's worked out with Brett completing some key passes to him?
I'm sorry, what was the first part?
You notice a rapport building between those two?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think he's working with all the guys. I mean, Devontae, opportunities that he's had to get the one-on-ones and, the big plays in Chicago. But, it's more specific to what we're trying to get done each week. But, yeah, I think they're definitely have gotten better in that area.
Mike, is it just as simple as, Brett Goode has done this for so many years that it won't take long for him to just pick right up where he left off, or is there more to it than that?
Well, I mean, he has to get in sync with Mason, and I'll say this, he's in really good shape. So, I think he'll jump right in there, and I don't really worry much about the snapping. It's more, the footwork and the protection and so forth. So, he's done it for a long time. He's done it at a high level, so it's great to have him back.
Mike, what did you think of Dimitri Goodson yesterday practicing?
It's great to see him out there. It's great to see Dimitri out there. So hopefully he keeps progressing. But it's been a long road. Everybody was excited to see him back to flying around. So it's good. It's been a long recovery.
How's Kevin with his shoulder?
Getting better. We'll see what he can do today. I mean, he's going down in a limited phase, so we'll see what happens.
Expect Burnett to be able to do anything, or is he going to be
He's starting with the rehab group today.